Parshas Pekudei. In the end of Perek Lamed Tes, in Perek Lamed Tes, a lot of Chazara from previous Parshias, and going over the Asiyas HaMishkan, and look at the last pasuk in Perek Lamed Tes. First, the second last pasuk, the pasuk of Mem Beis, is Kechol Asher Tzivah Hashem Es Moshe Kain Osu Bnei Yisrael Es Kol HaAvoda. So this is one of the Kain Osus. They did everything that was required. Vayar Moshe Es Kol Malacha. Moshe saw everything. Vehinei Osu Osa Kasher Tzivah Hashem Kain Osu, and they did it. Vayvarach Osa Moshe, and Moshe was Mevarach Kol Yisrael. Interesting Rashi here. Rashi says Amar Lehem Yehi Ratzon Shetishre Shchino B'Maisa Yedecha. May it be the will that the Shechina should be put in that which you worked for. V'Yehi Noam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu. And the bracha, in addition to the Yehi Ratzon Shetishre Shchino B'Maisa Yedecha, then Lechora Moshe went on and said, V'Yehi Noam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu. V'hu echad meyud aleph mizmorim shel tefillah l'moshe. This is one of the 11 mizmorim that begins with tefillah l'moshe. This is the Rashi. So, first of all, there's an exact translation of the pasuk of V'hi Noam. This is in the kapitel which begins tefillah l'moshe isha lokim, which is Tehillim Sadi. The last pasuk is V'hi Noam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu Ma'aseidin Kon Aleinu Ma'aseidin Koneo, which the translation here is, may the pleasantness of the Lord our God be upon us, our handiwork established for us, our handiwork established. So it's a bakasha that the Shechina, the simple size of the bakasha, the Shechina should be in the Mishkan. And there's a little bit of Ketel Lashonos here. And this is the end of Tefillah L'Moshe. And Rashi ends off with saying, this is one of the 11 Mizmorim of Tefillah L'Moshe. So it starts off with Tefillah L'Moshe, and Rashi's saying you count the next 11, Sadi through Kuf, is going to be, those were all said from Moshe Rabbeinu.
What do you mean Sadi through Kuf?
11. Sadi, Sadi, also, Sadi, Sadi, etc.
Well, what I'm saying, where is that?
Sadi, in Tehillim. Tefillah L'Moshe. Okay, Rashi says, who meyud aleph mizmorim shel Tefillah L'Moshe. This is in the Tefillah
Sadi. David HaMelech published that?
Yeah, the Gemara Beva Basra says, Rashi Adal Amudez, the David cuts of Sefer Tehillim, Ayideya Sarah Zekanim. And it lists 10 different Zekanim that are involved in writing of Sefer Tehillim. And it says Ayideya Moshe. And Rashi, the Vavasa there, says, Pirish Rashi, Tefillah L'Moshe, meaning this Kapitel Sadi, the Kol Yud Aleph Mizmorim Kesidron. All 11, including Tefillah L'Moshe, Tefillah L'Moshe, were said by Moshe.
So we're only going stelling on the Vayivarech of Samayisha. No?
Again, Vayivarech Osa Moshe is specifically the bracha of the last pasuk of Vihi Noam Hashem Elokeinu. And then Rashi tells us that this is in one of the 11 from Moshe.
Yeah.
Okay, this is one of the 11 from Moshe. That is the bracha. Now, this Rashi is found in numerous midrashim. It's in the Torah's Kohanim in Parsha Shmini, in the Sifra. You'll see, maybe we'll see at the end if we have time, in Parsha Shmini there's a very similar Rashi, that there was a bracha, Shetish Rishchini Ma'asi Yedeichem. So on that Pasuk in Shmini, Perek Tes Pasuk of Gimel, the Torah's Kohanim there has this Medrash, Shetish Rishchini Ma'asi Yedeichem. It's in the Yalkut Shemoni over here on this Pasuk. And interesting also in Tosefta in Menachos, Perek Zion, Zion Gimel in Tosefta Menachos. Now, one obvious question you can ask on this Rashi is, what does Rashi want to tell us with this last line of this is one of the 11 Mizmorim Shebet Tefillah L'Moshe? Okay, at the end of putting up the Mishkan, Vayivarech Osa Moshe, Moshe gave a bracha, Shetish Rishchina Ma'asi Yedeichem, V'hinom Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, V'hu Echa Meyud Aleph Mizmorim Shebet Tefillah L'Moshe. It's one of the 11 Tehillim that Moshe said. What do you mean? Why are you telling me this is one of the 11? What does Rashi want with that? We don't know where V'hinom is. What's he being mangish? So, first of all, on an aside about these 11, if you, one of these 11, Sadi, this is an aside, Sadi Beis, Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, the Pirkei D'Blazer and Bereishis Rabbah also say that was written by Adam HaRishon. It should be one for Moshe. The Pirkei D'Blazer says it was written by Adam, and it was forgotten, and Moshe reinstituted it. And there's a hint to this in the Rosh Tevos of Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos is Mem Shin Lamed Hey, which is either Rosh Tevos Limoshe, or it's Rosh Tevos Moshe Lamed, which is a reference to Moshe Lomod Torah to Klal Yisrael. And it's not clear if those four words of Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos Moshe added in, meaning other Marisha wrote the rest of the capital except for those four words, and when Moshe reinstituted, he put those four words in, or it was always there, and I guess other Marisha knew it was going to be forgotten, it was a remnant that Moshe was going to reinstitute it. Whatever it is, but this is the Hadgasha. Now, okay, so there is a pshat to explain why Rashi emphasizes that this pasuk of Vihinom is from Yud-Alef Mizmorim Shvetzila, you can find this in Sefer Gan Rove.
What?
Gan Rove, the Sefer HaTorah, that in the Medrash Tehillim over here, the Medrash on this pasuk in Tehillim, says, Yud Alef Mizmorim Shomer Moshe Benevua Omron. He said these 11 kapitlach Benevua. Okay? And the Medrash says, V'lama lo nechtevu b'Torah. So if Moshe said them, why aren't they in the Torah? Very interesting question from the Medrash. Medrash says, Eilu divrei Torah ve'eilu divrei Nevua. The rest of the Torah is Torah, this is divrei Nevua. So the pshat is, Rashi was bothered by this question of the Medrash. Kilu, why, if the Torah says, V'yibarach osam Moshe, and the bracha was V'hinoam, so why is V'hinoam in Tehillim? Why isn't it in the Torah? On that, Rashi says, Hu echa meyud alef mizmorim shebet Tehillim, mizmorim shebet tefila l'Moshe. That since it's in Tehillim, it's because it was said b'derech Nevu, it wasn't said b'derech Torah. The very Torah is in the Torah. Not everything Moshe said, even if it's in Nevuah, not everything Moshe said is going to be in the Torah.
Rashi didn't have this measure.
So Rashi, the pshat is, Rashi sometimes, the Ketzel HaShonah will be merames to questions and answers of other sources. You can say the reason why he specifies Yud Alef Mizmorim Shel Tefila is he's bevorning the Medrash's question of why isn't it in the Torah. On that he's answering, it's in the Tehillim for a reason, because it's Derech Nevuah, it's not Torah.
It's in the Dean, it's in Ksuvim.
Ksuvim, sorry. It's in Tehillim. It's Derech Nevuah. So, just on a aside for a moment, just a couple of other places that we find that not everything Moshe said has a status of Torah. Okay? So, first of all, the Yerushalmi and Ksuvis, and the first Yerushalmi and Ksuvis, Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, says that Shivimei Mishpah, okay? I believe also says Shavimei Avelos there also, but definitely Shavimei Mishta, is Takanas Moshe. So what does it mean Takanas Moshe? So it's different than Farsha.
You mean Shavimei?
Yeah. So you know, there's a lot to talk about it. We're not going to talk about it now. They're right, they're abundant, but there is a pshat that... Yeah, very good. Also, very good, Lokam Pebez, Kripalik. So all of these Takanas Moshe, the question is, what status does it have? So it could be that just because Moshe was Masakan, it doesn't mean that it's in Torah just because it's from Moshe. That's an example. Another very interesting example is the Mincha Chinuch has a famous question, which there's a lot you can say about this, and you see a similar distinction over there. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that Yechayiv Misa V'Shemayim, we're talking before about Yechayiv Misa V'Shemayim. So Chayiv
Misa V'Shemayim. Well, we should talk about Misa V'Shemayim.
Okay, so I'm Mevaser al Divrei Navi, Chayiv Misa V'Shemayim. If you are Mevaser, okay, al Divrei Navi, Chayiv Misa V'Shemayim. This question, what it means, the Rambam learns it means, you're over al Divrei Navi. Navi tells you this, and you don't do it, Chayiv Misa V'Shemayim. Back to Mitzvah Chayiv Sakash. Many mitzvahs in the Torah, you're Chayiv Misa for. Many mitzvahs in the Torah, you're not Chayiv Misa for.
Just understand the Rambam or just on the Gemara itself?
Well, the Mishnah says Mevaser al Divrei Navi. Rashi has a specific shot there, but the Rambam learns that it means the Sam, you're over al Divrei Navi. So the question is, many mitzvahs in the Torah, you're not Chayiv Misa for. So I say, it's a law, whatever it is, you're not Chayiv Misa. Every mitzvah in the Torah, affects the Mitzvah Chanuch, you should be Chayiv Misa Le Shamayim. Because you're over al Divrei Navi. Because anytime you don't do a mitzvah, you're being over al Divrei Moshe. Biggest of the Nevi'im.
Why don't you just make a Kavach Omer? If the Nevi'im you're over, then for sure on the Torah you should be over. I mean, you should be... If we say on the Nevi'im you're going to be Chayim Yisrael Shemayim, then for sure on the Torah you should be Chayim Yisrael Shemayim.
He's asking even stronger. We know Mevatz with the Renavi Chayim Yisrael. So, being over in the Torah... Again, it is a specific Isser to be over on the Renavi, but we can't don from that. But the whole Torah is from the Renavi. It's from Moshe Ben. So there's many answers out there, but there is one approach that, this is the opposite of what we're trying to prove, but I just want to show another distinction between Torah and Nevuah, that just because it's in the Torah and it came from Moshe, doesn't mean it has the status of Dibbe Novi. Whatever the Pshat is, whatever it's different, whatever you want to say, it's Shechina Mitoch Grono, Lirsi Toch Grono, and that's a level of Torah which doesn't exist by Nevius. Whatever it is, there's Dibbe Torah Luchud and Dibbe Nevuah Luchud. Similar to the Lashon of the Medrash that we have by the Yakut Tehillim, that not every Yud Alf Mizmor Shebe Tehillim Moshe, that's Dibbe Nevuah Luchud, that's not Dibbe Torah. Okay, that's in the side where you find the distinction between Dibbe Torah and Dibbe Nevuah. Okay, so that was the question on Rashi, that's the answer. I want now to speak about a few other points that I found Mefarshim deal with of this Rashi v'Hinoah. You find this Medrash actually in Shas. Rashi quotes this in Shas, in Shavuos Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, because the Mishnah in the second parak of Shavuos says that when you add on to a city, one of the things that you do during that process is it says shear. So the Gemara lists what the shearim are, and it says shear shel pigoim. Okay, pigoim is mazikin. Okay, and it says you say shear of mazikin for to get rid of the mazikin. So Zot Rashi, what is shear shel pigoim? Yoshev b'seisa elyam. Now, if you know your Tehillim, Yoshev b'seisa elyam is Kafet Pesav Yalef. It's the one that immediately follows V'hinoah. Okay? So Yoshev b'seisa elyam. And then Rashi says the whole Medrash. L'fisha amru Moshe b'hakamas mishkan, d'chti v'yivarech osam Moshe, our apostolic, u'ma berchon yihi rotham t'tishra shkin d'maisi yedecha. V'hinoah ma'ashem elkeinu aleinu. V'hoch yitzvah Torah's koanim it's in the Medrash as well. Who may echad again? Same thing. Who may echad us on Mizmor Mishamar Moshe to save the Talmud? It's one of the 11. It's one of the 11 that Moshe said. Adsof Mizmor Latoda. All of these Moshe said. It's not Torah. It's Devarim Nevuah. Okay. This was the brook. Adkan Devar Rashi. And he's coming to explain here why we say Shir Shel Pegoyim, which is Yoshi B'Seisr Elyam. So in the Hagos Abach, the Marshal, they ask the obvious question. Tema. If, according to Rashi, the point of Shir Shel Pegoyim, to get rid of the Mazikin, so Rashi brings this whole Medrash that we want the Shechina, and assumingly if the Shechina comes, we'll get rid of the Mazikin from the Makom HaMishkan. And the Pasuk that Moshe, what was Moshe's Bracha? V'Hinoah. And yet Rashi says, what did they say? Yoshev B'Seisr Elyam. So the Bach doesn't understand. If the Shir Shel Pegoyim is this bracha that Rashi, if Rashi's calling this bracha, the Shekhinah should be in the Mishkan, and that was V'Hinoam, how is that a proof that Shir Shel Pegoyim, that the Shir you should say to get rid of the Mazikim is Yoshev B'Seisr Elyam? Okay. So that's the Bach and the Rashi. So, the Torah Chaim says it's not a Kasha B'Chol. To ask that question means you're misunderstanding what Rashi came to perform here. Because the Torah Chaim says, B'Shat HaMishkan, HaKamas HaMishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu said two things. Okay, he didn't just say one pasuk of Vihi Noam, like these Midrashim have quoted. He said Vihi Noam, and he followed it with Yoshev B'Seisr Elyam. He said both. They both are Shayach Echad LaHadadi, they're both Shayach to each other. They're both referring to Kamas and Mishkan, but they're coming for two separate things. They're coming for two different things. V'Noam is Shetishra Shechina Ma'ati Dechem, like Rashi quotes. But in addition to having the Shechina, you also have to be Mavriach HaMazikin, get rid of the Mazikin. And that's Yoshev B'Seisr Elyam. And the Gemara's Mamshech, you say Shir Shel Pegoyim, not just your Mosif to the ear, it's also Kriya Shema Shamita, this Gemara's by Kriya Shel Shamita, if for those who say Yoshev B'Seisr Elyam, because it gets rid of the Mazikim at nighttime. So, let the Torah say, Rashi was just bringing a proof from our Medrash that Moshe gave a bracha, Shetish Shechin Ma'ati Dechem V'Hinoam, and you see V'Hinoam is referring to the Mishkan, so too Moshe was Mamshech and said Yoshev B'Seisr Elyam, which is also a bracha, a bakasha, that with the Hakamas HaShchina, there should be no Mazikim over here. And the Emes says, we'll get to this later, you look at the Rashi by us and says, V'inom HaShem HaKen Aleinu, V'gomer. So you could say V'gomer just means the whole Pasuk of V'inom.
You could say V'gomer.
In the Rashi. Oh, the Rashi writes V'gomer. Not the one who's being Masa, it says V'gomer. Mm-hmm. It could say it's just a reference to the rest of the Pasuk, but you also could say it's V'gomer that he kept going. Okay?
I think
the other Midrashim that Taka say that the rest of Rashi B'Tesei Oyam is also brachos on different things of the Mishkan. So that's what Purus Chaim says, that all Rashi was doing was bringing a raya that Yoshi B'Tesei Oyam is a shir shel pagoyim to get rid of the Mazikim from the Mishkan. How do I know this capital is dealing with the Mishkan? Because the previous pasuk of Vihi Noam is referenced to the Mishkan, like we know from Rashi in this week's parasha.
The concept that it will also be part of the Yud Aleph Mizmarim then?
It is the Yud Aleph Mizmarim.
No, I mean, Lefi Rashi, Rashi's saying...
I don't know how far it goes.
The Nafkamina would be whether it's part of the Yid Alef Mizmarim, besides that also.
I don't know what you mean.
Rashi's saying that it's part of the next part.
There
is also part of the Yid Alef Mizmarim.
No, the Yid Alef Mizmarim are the Yid Alef Mizmarim. From Tzadin onwards, this is the 11th Mizmarim that Moshe said. The question that we're devoring here is Yoshi B'Tzeth Ayon Shaykh to the Mishkan? Do they say it's Tzam or is it Shaykh to the Mishkan? So that's what the Bach is followed by. The Gemara is telling me you say Shir Shal Begum Yoshi B'Tzeth Ayon. And how I know that? Because there's a bracha, and Moshe says, V'hi Noam. But the Bach Marshal, this is V'hi Noam, this is Yoshi B'Tzeth Ayon, one has nothing to do with the other. So the first time name. It started, and there's a Hemshech. The Haskalah was V'hi Noam, there's a bracha, Shetesh Shechem, Ma'ati Deichem. Then, still on the Inyan HaMishkan, there was, the next pasuk was also a Bakasha, Ligabi the Mishkan, not Klapi Shetesh Shechem, Ma'ati Deichem, rather,
But if you're saying that the Gomer means that also, that means if you're saying that's what the Gomer means, then the Chayra you would continue it. V'hu echad miyud imo yira alf mizmarim, and that would also become part of the yira alf mizmarim.
I don't know what I'm not sure what you're asking. I'm like Rashi was just telling us that the pasuk of Vihinoam is one of the 11. Granted, the Hemshek is also.
If the Hemshek
second of the 11,
yeah, but
a third of the 11, it keeps going. According to what we said, the Hadash of Rashi was just to tell us this is Divrei Nevuah and not in Divrei Torah.
Is the Taka Yesh B'Seitzer in one of the Gimel Mizmarim?
We're clearly not communicating, so let's talk about that afterwards, okay? Another Mar Malkom, the Tosefta Menachos is very interesting if you compare and contrast to every single side. Okay? We'll talk about that afterwards, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know if I can talk about it afterwards. I'll have to talk about it like a different time.
We'll talk about it a different time then. Sefer Menachos, listen to Sefer Menachos. Sefer Menachos says, Ma Berchon, what was the bracha that Moshe gave? And the Taka Machlokas. First, the Taka Machlokas says, Tishu Shechina Amaiti Yedeichem. Doesn't say Vino, just says, Tishu Shechina Amaiti Yedeichem, the bracha was, Shechina should be here. Okay, very nice. Rav Meir Omer, Kach Berchon, different bracha. Hashem Elokei Avoseichem, Yosef Aleichem, Sechem Elof Ta'omem. The bracha was the pasuk in Parashas Dvarim, that one of the other times you find a bracha in the Torah, that the bracha is there should be kazeh elas ta'amim. So it's not the bracha of the Hinoah. Okay, it's very interesting according to this. What is in the Kriyas HaMachlokas? Maybe you could say that Rav Meir held that bothered by the original question. It says there's a bracha here. Okay.
The bug in your pocket?
Alright.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're having like a panic attack, so quickly
I'll
try to help you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are we able to focus with the bug in the pocket?
Yeah.
Okay. So, why did Meir say the bracha was? Why did Meir say the bracha was on Pasuk and Zoram? Hashem, okay, but second, you'll see if I listen to Hashem El Salman. Hey, we can wait till it's finished, okay. It's distracting. It's okay.
It's very distracting. I mean,
well... Oh, don't worry. I'm easy.
No, don't...
I want to get it done. Okay. Focus now?
Okay. I feel guilty now. I mean...
Don't feel anything. Let's hear the protest, okay? Rav Meir learned the bracha was a public environment of Yosef Aleichem Kachem Elas Ta'amim. So you could say, maybe the Nekudas HaMachlokas is, that Rav Meir was bothered by the original question. The original question was, Vayivarech Osam Moshe, why is the bracha not in the Torah? Right, we said Rashi addressed that, you know him, one of the Yudalos in his Moshe Tzil. Maybe Rav Meir said the bracha has to be in the Torah, where is it found in the Torah? It's found later, it's found in Dvar, but it's in the Torah. Okay? Then the Tosef says Mamshech. Says Amar Lahem. So what was the bracha? Listen to Rameir's version. Kishem she nitaskton. I think it is. You were osek in the lechas and Mishkan. Vishorsa Shechina. And through your Asek in the Mishkan, there was a Harsha Shechina already. According to this, the Shechina was already there. The bracha wasn't that there should be Harsha Shechina like the measures that we brought. The Shechina was already there, which, by the way, fits very well with the pasuk. We'll see later about this. So, Suli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socham. You make a Mikdash, the Shechina will be the Memela, Akash Baruch Hu said. What's Moshe Rabbeinu asking for the Shechina? So according to this, the Shechina was already there. We'll see about that. So Cain, so too, the same way you were zochah the Shechina, the Mishkan, tisku v'tivnu beis ha-bechira. You should be zochah to build the beis ha-mikdash. Okay? Which you already, very interesting concept. You see that the beis ha-mikdash was already an idea, already from before the Mishkan. Okay?
They didn't know that they were going to Eretz Yisrael to build the beis ha-mikdash.
I don't know anything. I'm just saying, I see there's a rayon for the mikdash. The tishra Shechina, my tishdechem, and also through the mikdash, you should be zochah the Shechina. That was the bracha that Moshe said to them. And that was included in the bracha of Yosef Aleichem Kachem Elof Ta'amin. The Heim Omrim. And Klai Yisrael responded, V'yihi Noam. Really came from Klai Yisrael, not from Moshe, which is interesting because this is in the 11th Kapit Lach of Moshe. So V'yihi Noam Hashem. Granted, that's the lesson of Hashem Akinu Aleinu, right? That the presence should be upon us. But Mitzad Sheni, it's the feel of the Moshe. Moshe said it. So according to this, this pasuk was said by Klai Yisrael. It's not clear who said it.
So why can it be that Klai Yisrael said it and Moshe just added it to Tefillah?
Okay, good. V'hinu Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu. Fine, he threw it in there. Yes. Also, if it's according to this, that's taka a reference to not just the Mishkan but even to the Mikdashos. I'm not a bucky in Biktuk, but it could be Miramez this in the pasuk of. I say Adin Kwanal Windam, I say Adin Kwaneo, could be the extra Lashonos, our reference that Akash Baruch Hu Shechina should be in our handiwork is also reference to in the future of the Mikdash. Not only that, we find the Lashon of Kwanehu by the Mikdash, by Az Yashir, Mikdash Hashem Kwanehu Yadecha. Rashi says there Kwanehu Yadecha. The Shtei Adin Akash Baruch Hu is a reference to the space about the Mikdash. So you find by handiwork it's always a reference to about the Mikdash. The Chazon Yecheskel on the Tosefta says you can even be medayik the previous pasukim of the Vihi Noam to this Tosefta. The previous pasuk is Yeroa el avadecha pa'alecha v'hadrecha abanehem. May your works be visible to your servants and your majesty upon their children.
And your what?
Your majesty upon your children. So Yeroa el avadecha pa'alecha. So Zot Bechos Necheskel is reference to the Mishkan. That you should see the you should see the pu'ula, you should see your works should be visible to us. The Hadrach HaBanehem, and your wonder, because Rechel's wonder and splendor should be on Bnehem. Who's Bnehem? In the future. Moshe was giving a bracha that it is in the Mishkan, and it should be also for the Bat Mikdashos to Asit. And on that, Klal Yisrael responded, they said, Amen, V'yihi Noam. And it should be true. The bracha should be true. And that's Aleinu is Mamish. It's not a bracha. According to this, V'yinom is not a bracha. V'yinom is an acceptance of the bracha. Right? Rashi, it's a 180 from the Midrashim that Rashi brought from us. Rashi brought Al-Torah. That V'yinom is the bracha of Bircha Moshe. According to this, the bracha is really, either it's Merumah in the Pasuk beforehand, it's the bracha in Dvarim of Yosef Alechem Kechem El-Tanim, and V'yinom is just a Kabbalah of Dvarim. It's not a bracha. Okay. I said a second ago that Vasuli Mikdash v'Shachanti b'Socham. You build the Mikdash for Mela, the Shechina will be here. What's the Bakasha for the Shechina? The Rishonim ask this question. Sefer Chassidim, in Tov Kuf Mem Vav, not in our version, but the Ksav Kitzvah Yad, asks the question and says, the specific Bakasha over here is that the Shechina should be found over here and not anywhere else. Even though Vasuli Mikdash v'Shachanti b'Socham, we're going to have a Shechina, and maybe you could talk about how the first one talk about Shechanti B'Sochem is it could be in all of us. Whatever it is, the specific Bakasha Moshe here was that the Shechina should be B'Sochem. It should be in this Mishkan which is being built right now. Okay. It's hard to say what the Havina was otherwise, why the Shechina would be elsewhere.
Why would we want it not to be anywhere else?
Well, maybe we want it elsewhere also, but it means here at the least and not the Mokom Atah. It should be in this Mishkan which we built for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an amazing Rav Avram ben Arambam is the Pirush al Torah. He asked the question, and he says that you're right. It was Pasha we're going to have a Shechina. That's why he mentioned Shechina Besochah.
What by Baruch Osa Moshe that he wrote such a Tisha Shechina might say Deichen? It wasn't a real Bakash Shechina should be here.
His lashon is, this is like a regular, it's like a Bracha B'Yalma. Hatzlacha B'Torah V'Shefa Brachos. This is an example. Back in the time of Ramadan Ramam, they gave brachos like this. Hatzlacha B'Torah, Shefa Brachos. Have a lot of brachos. That's all that was happening here. By Baruch Osa Moshe. Moshe gave a bracha. Of course he gave a Shechina. But Bracha V'Hatzlacha. By Baruch Osa Moshe. Of course. The Shechina should be here. About
that became one of the Gimel Mizmah, I mean, Yalf Mizrahim.
This bracha, Vihi Noam.
It's almost fair to say like a Mazel Tov is part of the Yalf Mizmah. I mean,
it's going to be half Baruch Hashem. I don't know what to say, yeah, what to not. Just take it what you want with it. This is what he says. It's a very, very interesting shot.
Yeah, very interesting.
And there's another simple answer to the question, which may or may not be an answer, is we have a klal, Gemara and Brachos. Elsewhere, Shema Yigur Machet. Not every Havdachah comes true. Chet can change things around. Okay? So, right, that's why Yaakov was right, but you wrote the Yitzhar. Shema Yigur Machet. So, you could simply say, Asuli Mitzvah Shechani B'Sochem, Havdachah Shechani will be here. Maybe not. Maybe since that Havdachah, things have changed. No. Vayvarach Osam Moshe, that the Shechani should be here. It's not pashut to say this because there are two klalim which are close to each other. One klal is Shema Yigur Machet. The other klal is Nevuah Tova in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chozer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us Nevuah Tova, he won't be Chozer. When do you say he won't be Chozer? When do you say we are Chozer Shema Yigur Machet? So we show them give Chilukim when you say it when not. So for this answer to make sense, we would have to say that the klal of Shema Yigur Machet is the klal which is applicable here about why we need a bracha on top of the Havtacha of Shechanti Besocham. I'm not going to go through the approaches now, but it could very well work out. To end off, let's end off with the Divrei David. Divrei David is from the Taz. He's a Pirush Torah called Divrei David. So I said before, in Parsha Shmini is a very similar Rashi. So he's only in a couple of Diyukim of the Shinuyim of the Rashi by Austin Rashi over there. Rashi Perek Tes Pasuk Chokimah. Beginning of Shmini is Shmonis Mei Meluin. So it's taking place either on Aleph Nisan, Ches Nisan, Achlokas Rishonim. But it's after Shmonis Mei Meluin. The Pasuk by us, the Pashtus, is talking about before the Meluin. You look at the context, you'll see it's after all the Asiyas HaMishkan was done, before it was actually placed up. So it's really like something like Erev Haskalah of Shmonis Mei Meluin. That's one distinction between the two Pasukim. But listen to Rashi Perek Tes Pasuk Chokimah. So first the pasuk itself. The pasuk says, "Vayavo Moshe v'Aaron o amoid vayetu vayivarchu es ha'am." Both Moshe and Aaron give a bracha to the am. Vayirach kvod Hashem al am. And then the Shechina was seen, or kvod Hashem al am. So Moshe and Aaron, but there's a bracha. What was the bracha? Look Rashi. Amru vihinom Hashem elkenu aleinu. Same vihinom. Yehirat don't shetishu Shechina b'maisi yadechem. And the same. Hezber habracha of shatisha shenim ma'asi yedechem, and then Rashi goes on to say because kol shivas made milu and Moshe, the Moshe was in the Mishkan, lo shar shashchina. Only now, after the miluim, the shchina came. So Tas is two nekudas. Number one, the order is switched. Rashi by us says yirasam shatisha shenim ma'asi yedechem vihi noam. Rashi and Shmini says amru vihi noam yirasam shatisha shenim ma'asi yedechem. You could say it was done without kavanah, but we know everything from Rashi was done with kavanah. Number two, pointed out before, Rashi says v'gomer by us. Rashi here does not say v'gomer. Same exact quote, v'inom Hashem lo kenaleinu, doesn't say v'gomer. Is it stama typo? Is it, there's no thought behind it? Maybe yes, maybe no?
Rashi also claims that they don't bracha
kayash. Yeah, I don't know, maybe in the Ksav Yad, with Ksav Yoshan, he said actually
type of says. I'll tell you what the Taz. Taz says, don't forget about the Torah Chaim, we said. Mm-hmm. Torah Chaim said, based on the Pshan Gemara and Shavuos, V'hinom was a bakasha for Shechina. Zaydina. And Yosheva says, oh, yeah, was a bakasha for Havrachas and Mazikim and Mazikim. Look at the Taz like this. Erev, and he doesn't even go to Torah Chaim, but he says, but he says those are two things that are required here. Hashra Shechina and Havrachas Mazikim. So by us in Parshat B'Kudei, the Mishkan was not put up yet. Okay? So, that's the beginning of Perek Mem. Talking about the Mishkan. It was brought to Moshe to be able to put it up. So, we need two things now. We need Havrachas Mazikim, and we need Shechina. So, Zachat Taz, Rashi first tells us which is the Ikar Bracha. Yehirotim Shetisha Shechina Maisi Deichem. Shechina is more important than Havrachas Mazikim. Now, what is the Bracha? Vihi Noam Vigomer. And Yoshe B'tzitz Elyon was also a Tufel Dika Bracha of Havrachas Mazikim. Pashmuas B'nei Miluam, Zachat Taz, we already put up the Mishkan 7 times. So, but as Rashi's Mamshech, Adayin Lo Sharsha Shechina. Shechina wasn't there yet. But just by putting up the Mishkan, that was enough for Havrachas Mazikim. So there's no requirement for that. So over there, Zot Rashi, we start off with Vihi Noam, because that is the only bracha that is needed then. There's no Vigomer, because that's all that was said then for Moshe and Aaron. Vihi Noam, for Hashra Shechina. And then he tells you, what is Vihi Noam? It's Yerasha Shtesha Shechina Maite Deicha. So again, before the Shemana Shechina Noam is Bakasha for both, Achashas Milu 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 Milu